This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
Wait a minute, past your time. You can't just say I'm on the air. You're supposed to give me some warning. He's ignoring me. You ever noticed how he does that?
I am giving you warning.
He always ignores me.
Rightfully so.
You know, Tom, you're my hero. Well, wait a minute.
Where's
this going? Well, let me just tell you, folks, when we started doing these radio shows back in 04, they weren't always on Christian radio, and since we met Pastor Tom, the fact is we have more fun on this show, I think, with Pastor Tom than I've ever had doing radio, because Pastor Tom is so worried that I'm going to say something I'm not supposed to say that he's always sweating, which I'm worried about him gaining weight, so if he sweats a lot, this will help his weight stay down.
Well, the reason I'm gaining weight is I eat a lot when I worry about you.
There you go.
One of
my clients.
It upsets my stomach.
One of my clients that came from this show, when I met with him, I says, well, you know, I hope Jesus has a sense of humor. And my client says, Joe, you know he has a sense of humor because he has to put up with you. Mm. And I thought, well, okay, solve that problem.
Is that what you call patience, a sense of humor?
That's, you know, is that a synonym, one for the other?
It could be.
It could be. So the Team Martech Hour started on the radios back in about 04, and the concept was very simple. Joe Martech's a financial advisor. I'm also called a stockbroker, a securities principal, lots of licenses. But the concept was very simple. If you're going to help your client, you cannot know the answer to everything. So credible professionals align themselves with other credible professionals to help their clients. So when we started doing the shows, the critical elements were somebody that could talk about taxes. Is that called a CPA?
Normally.
That's normally. So Vince Rizzino, CPA, is sitting here with me today. And not only is Vince a CPA, he's also a forensic CPA, which means he's recognized by the court system as an expert witness. He also used to teach university level.
But not at Columbia.
But not at Columbia, because this is an inside joke, folks. Don't pay much attention to that one. We'll let that one just sit. And then we also have Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. Big word, independent, meaning he doesn't work for one insurance company. He works for the client. And how important is that? Well, those of you that have lived in Florida since 1992 when Hurricane Andrew hit and it put 13 insurance companies out of business, and then a lot of the single companies, non-renewed people, doubled and tripled their premiums on their homeowners insurance, it became critical to work with an agent who had more than one company. And a premier independent agent, which in my opinion Dan is, and he was actually voted number one on the Treasure Coast in that 5,500 or 55,000 survey thing they sent out.
Is that like the Insurance Hall of Fame?
In this area, I think just about. He's got almost 100 different companies, and Dan's like 37 years in business right here. He knows his stuff. He's credible. His people are excellent. I don't know a better person professionally than him. Greg Fasula, attorney. Critical person, because when I first meet a new suspect or prospect, the subject of wills and trusts comes up. And quite honestly, if you don't have one, you better have one, because the state's got it figured out. And my job, as I see it, is to stir the pot a little bit to make you think about doing the right thing for not only yourself, but your family. And Greg happens to be the only attorney I know personally that I'd like to have as a next door neighbor, because he's just a nice person, good person. He's not overpriced. He's not arrogant. He's not pretentious. He helps people. He's a good man. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, the hardest working person alive, who has been in real estate since 1978. very, very, very conscientious. In fact, we had a phone call on our morning show today from somebody that she was working with, and he basically said that he was a pain. He was a terrible person to work with, and she was the most patient person on earth to put up with him and all the stuff that he was putting her through trying to find a house.
That's Victoria.
And that's it. She's very, very patient. And just, she knows her stuff. And he made it a big point to let people know that she knows her stuff. Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, hand in glove. If you're going to buy a house, normally you get a mortgage.
Right.
So normally what we suggest is you meet with somebody and talk about the mortgage before you go looking for a house, so that you know what you can qualify for and if you qualify. So the concept of the team has been very simple, either to make you money or save you money. And we've been able to help literally thousands of people over the years. And it's been very, very gratifying. Very gratifying. So here we are to answer questions. Anybody that wants to talk to us on the show today, you call 1-888. And it's important, class. Write this down. Keep this number. 1-888-221-8990. That's a toll-free number. And by the way, this show broadcasts all the way into the Abacos in the Bahamas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because you were there.
I was there last week, and I was listening to the show. And
wow.
Isn't that something?
That is something.
So this, the radius that this show has, I mean, it was like 120 miles or 15 miles away.
That's incredible.
Pretty big, incredible. Pretty big radius. 1-888-221-8990. So let me talk to this CPA about words of wisdom and subjects.
I mean, always ask me for that. I don't have a lot of words of wisdom.
We talk about Social Security, yes, quite often.
Yes, absolutely. It's a big, it's becoming increasingly more important as the baby boomers enter into the retirement years.
Right.
Because they have decisions to make. They have decisions as when to retire, what age to retire,
right,
what are the limitations, what about this newfangled idea about getting a spousal benefit and
yep,
wait until you're 66 years old
yep,
and let your spouse take a benefit and defer their own. It's all good stuff and something you need to consider if you're in the approach to retirement year.
Yeah. And there's also widow's benefits.
There's widow's benefits, exactly. And even if there's, for those that are divorced, and you have children. And
question is this. Let's say that I'm married 10, 15 years and got divorced. And my husband is now 65 or 7. He's my ex-husband, and he's drawing Social Security. Can I get a spousal benefit as a divorced?
Yes. In fact, there's two or three wives could be eligible for a spousal benefit.
As long as they're all married
10 years.
10 years or longer,
more.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to divorce her, wait at least 10 years.
That's right.
Be nice. Be considerate, right?
If it's a woman, the same thing.
Yeah. Don't let them go.
Don't let them go for
10
years.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus a second. 10 years and a second.
I used to joke about this, Vince. I had a whoops. I think we got a caller
that
I have to
take,
so we'll take it. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
I have a question. Okay. Hi.
Go right ahead.
Okay. A couple things, actually. One is I looked online for my property to see if I had any liens or anything like that.
Right.
And I found on there something that I didn't even know was on there. It was from the Hardest Hit Fund. Have you ever heard of that?
Hurricane Fund?
It's called the Hardest Hit Fund.
Hardest?
It's a housing program. It's called Hardest Hit Fund.
Hardest Hit Fund. Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, it's a...
When you bought your house, did you get a special mortgage, a special help you with the down payment or help you with anything at that point?
Well, we had a Fannie Mae, but that was a long time ago, almost 20 years. But what I did do is I tried to get some help at one point from this Hardest Hit Fund. It was for Florida Housing.
Right.
And they only paid like 1 month of our mortgage. They were supposed to help us with a lot more, but it only came out to be like 1 month's mortgage.
Okay.
But when I looked online, it said that there was something on our home. I don't know if it's a lien or not, but it said that we could pay up to the sum of $25,000. So I guess I just need to contact them. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Where you're going with this, and I understand, here's what happened. The fund would allocate up to $25,000 worth of help to you if you qualified and could jump through all the hoops and wore the hula hoop around your neck. I mean, you know, all of the stuff that they made it almost impossible to do. Now, that doesn't mean they would give you that. But when they file that lien, or let's call it a lien, they put it in for up to that amount without a specific amount. So like you said, you now have to go back to them, find them, and back on what you already found. It should have an address and phone numbers and all kinds of stuff. And obviously, when you deal with these people, it's not going to happen overnight, but you need to get rid of it. And if it's one payment, you owe them $350 plus interest or whatever. It might be $400 or $500, but obviously you need to get rid of that if you ever want to sell it. Because when you sell it, it would hold up the sale until that was satisfied.
Yeah, the time to do it is now.
They put it on there. I didn't even know that they would even put it on there. I was totally floored when I saw it. I'm like, what?
Well, because you don't realize they have a lien on your house because they don't tell you that part.
They probably didn't tell you that part. But the bottom line is,
they did not tell me that at all. I did not even have a clue.
But you know what happens is, it makes no difference at this point. It's as a buddy of mine used to say, when the monkey's dead. And he says, who shot the monkey? Well, who cares? The monkey's dead. So the reality is this. That lien is there. Whether it was disclosed or not, you're stuck. So now you need...
It's a dead monkey.
It's a dead monkey. So
dead monkey.
So we don't care who killed a monkey. We need to take care of the carcass now. What a terrible analogy, though.
Well, I'm just glad I looked. I didn't even know. I'm just glad I even looked.
It's better
no
you found
idea,
out but. Now, caller, than when you want to sell that house and you're at the closing table and you can't close because you got to leave.
And can you think about, let me just tell you, what you did was a brilliant thing, and this is a great thing that you called in. Anybody that owns a piece of real estate, it's a public record. You can check it out by going online, whatever county you're in, and it wouldn't hurt to find out if there is such or anything on your house, because you never know what's there.
Exactly. It's I like didn't your know, credit report. So I'm glad I checked.
Yeah.
You should do the same with your credit reports, by the way, because you never know what's sitting out there, too.
You never know.
You know, you might have debts that you already paid for and it's still showing as open on your credit report.
The key is this.
Exactly. Well, that's another thing. And that's it. I have one more question. And the other one was, we had a second mortgage on our house and we were not able to pay it. We were trying to get a modification. And in the process of getting the modification, they just said they're going to charge it off. And I filled out all the paperwork, went through all of that. It took me forever. And their response was, we are not going to modify it. We are going to charge it off. And I was just like, what? So now I have a charge off on my credit, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And now they didn't even give me the option of modifying, which is what I applied for.
Let me ask you a question.
Apparently, they must have looked at our credit and looked at our income and said, they're probably not going to be able to pay us back for 100 years, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably why. How long ago was the charge off?
It was almost a year ago.
Okay, so it's not going to help you for a good 2 or 3 years. But bottom line is, it's also a thing that you can report to the credit bureau. The fact that you were unaware of this, you were not divulged this, you were not told this, and at least you will let them know that your intentions were honorable all the way through this.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things that will haunt you for up to 7 years, so you need to go online now and make the attempt to let them know that you were not hiding or doing whatever. You were just into a bad position. So anyway...
Right.
You got two different things to do, but it just takes time, so it wouldn't hurt to do them.
Right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. No, we just had a note. Can I say this one on the air? Pastor Tom brought us in a note. First of all, folks, let me just tell you. Joe Martek is not always the most reverent person you're going to meet. Tom, would you say that's true?
No comment.
No comment.
But we had a call here, and Pastor Tom wrote, quote, Bonzo called and said not to make fun of dead monkeys. He did not want to go on the air. Well, you know, It was an analogy. It was I should have said of a dead lemur or something instead of a monkey.
They might come in by the hundreds.
They might come. What are those called? They're not lemurs. The ones that jump off the cliff altogether.
Oh, lemmings.
Lemmings. He got me confused there with it. Anyway, 1-888-221. This is probably the guy calling now about the monkey, right? We'll see.
Bonzo.
1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Now, we're here to help. And again, we might add a little humor in from time to time. I kind of look at us as the click and clack of Christian radio.
There you go.
You ever listen to Click and Clack?
No.
You ever
How
hear
long
them?
Ago was that?
The guys on their car talk.
Is they it were on current? NPR. I know who they are. I don't listen to them, though.
Have heard of them.
I've heard of them, yes.
They were funny as all get out. People would call in about their car problems, and they would really make fun.
And they're nicknamed Click and Clack?
Click and Clack. It was kind of cute, but... Yeah, I think one of them died, or maybe they both did, but it happens.
We don't get younger. We're all going to go sooner or later. Lord's going to pick us up.
With any luck.
Yeah.
Another caller here. Let's take it. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, Joe Martin.
Hi.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Is there such a thing as supplemental Social Security income for a prisoner that was just released from prison?
Boy, oh boy.
I don't know the answer to
that. I don't know either. But I'll tell you, there's something. You can call the Social Security Administration. They will talk to you on the phone, and they are very, very helpful. All you have to do is look them up online and find the office that's closest to you. If you want to go talk to them, make an appointment and give them the details ahead of time, and they are very, very, very helpful.
Okay, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for calling.
Caller. Yeah, that's a good answer. That's good. You call them directly.
Yeah, sure. I'm telling you. I have gone to Social Security with many clients over the years that were... A lot of times people are intimidated by government or attorneys or whatever. And you know, Vince, is something that you and I take for granted.
Exactly.
But literally, the Social Security Administration, my experience has been phenomenally good. They go out of their way to answer questions and help people. So, but again, my main thing is don't just walk in there and stand in line because you might be there for 4 hours. You make an appointment.
Make an appointment.
And each time we've made an appointment, they got within 2 or 3 minutes of the time. It was just really staggering.
Excellent.
Yeah. And I'm talking locally here in Port St. Lucie. They were, but I'm sure it's the same every place.
Even IRS, believe it or not.
Yeah.
They're pretty helpful if you call them.
Yeah. You know, it's years ago. I think the IRS was not as user-friendly as it is today.
No.
They seem to try to help people, not hurt people.
Yeah, the only thing that nowadays, Joe, is they're complaining about budget cuts, so they don't have the people. So they don't give you a response right away. You could be waiting on the phone for an hour before you get to somebody.
Yep. 1-888-221-8990.
Is that Bonzo's brother that called us, though?
No. Frank wants to know, if you shoot the monkey, what's it going to cost for a will? No, it isn't what he said. Frank wants to know, what's the average cost of a will? And I can't tell you exactly, but let me give you a spread. And let me use $500 as a number. It could be a little bit less, could be a little bit more. Now, if your will is very complicated, if you own multiple pieces of property, if you've got stuff out of state, you've got all kinds of stuff that might need to be addressed, it might cost a little more. But I, off the top of my head, and I'm speaking for Greg Fasula, attorney. I can't speak for every attorney. But knowing Greg, he doesn't like it when I quote prices. But
no,
I just know that because they work by the hour, and the more time they spend, the more they're going to do. But Greg does not charge per hour what a lot of the guys do. So, Frank, the answer to the question is about $500. And the easy thing to do with an attorney like Greg Fasula is you can go talk to him. He doesn't charge you for a consultation. And he will tell you what it's going to cost you based on the information. And if you can't afford it or don't want to do it, you don't have to. And it doesn't cost you a nickel to go see him. So that's a good question, though. 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. You know, I got a subject that I want to get into in between phone calls here. And I talked about it on the morning show a bit. And you know how we see ads in the newspaper and we hear commercials on TV and we see stuff on the internet and we know it's all true, right?
Oh yeah, of course. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Right. Now, folks, that's that internet joke about the girl that's got a blind date that she met online, but he's a French model, and the guy walks up and he's uglier than sin, and he goes bonjour. Anyway, what we're trying to say is, you can't believe
everything you read.
Everything you read. So, I see ads in the newspaper all the time or on TV, and what I'm mostly concerned about is the credibility of that ad. Now, just so you know, the reason I'm bringing this up, if a person is licensed securities means a stockbroker, means financial, now forget the word financial advisor, financial planner, because anybody can call himself that. They don't even have to have any licenses. There's no real restrictions on that. But if you are a stockbroker or a securities representative, normally on your business card, or on your shingle that you hang by your door, it's going to say the name of your broker-dealer. That could be Merrill Lynch, Dean Witter. There's like 650 broker-dealers in America. Mine is called Centaurus Financial. They will have a website, and you can go on the website. Mine in particular now, if you bring up Centaurus Financial, it has a thing, you can say broker check. I mean, you can check out each broker by just putting in the name. Let me take this call, then we'll get back to this.
Yes.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yes, sir. I have a question. I ended up with an adjustable mortgage rate after I thought I received a modification.
Right.
And I'm wondering, how do we get rid of that dead monkey, if I can say so?
Have you been listening to this show?
Yes,
we just started with these monkeys.
All of a sudden, we better start naming our monkeys here. Here's what we good. Did you give Pastor Tom your name and phone number when you called?
I did.
Okay. Yes. What I'm going to do is have our mortgage man, which is Mike Paulus, call you back,
okay. And
he will explain to you what you need to do to get rid of that adjustable and get a fixed rate mortgage. Is that what you're looking to do?
Yes, sir. I always had a fix until, you know, this modification thing came up.
How long ago did you get your modification?
Well, it ended in 2014.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. After 5 years.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, Mike will be able to help you. His name is Mike Paulus, and I'll give him your number, and he should give you a call tomorrow or the next day. If by any chance you don't get a call, you call back to the radio station, and you say, Joe said you'd call, and I'm carrying around this dead monkey just in case.
Okay. Y'all keep having fun. It doesn't matter what people think about the monkeys.
Thank you, dear. You have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
It's going to be on your tombstone, Joe.
He killed the monkey, right? Oh, boy, oh, boy. So anyway, back to what I was talking about.
You can look up any broker-dealer.
You can look up any broker.
Yeah.
And what they do, once you've got your licenses, Series 7, 6, there's different numbers, they now go all the way back to basically when you're born, and everything that's ever happened to you, about you, anything that could possibly happen is going to be on this record. So literally, you really get to find out about somebody. Now, if they are not securities licensed, let's say they have insurance licenses, you can't do that. They don't have the same kind of ease to check them. Another thing that happens.
That's interesting. They're not as regulated?
No. Now, that's another thing. Here comes an ad in the newspaper or on TV or in the radio or on the internet. If they do not have in that ad the name of a broker-dealer, back again, Merrill Lynch, Dean Witter, Smith Barney, that means the odds are extremely good they are not a licensed securities rep, because every ad that I would like to run, I have to send to the compliance people. My home office is in California. The compliance people have to approve every word of that ad, every word.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the disclaimer is longer than the ads. That's the reason I don't do them. And anybody's listened to this show, well, low at the beginning of the show, there's a disclaimer that says, hey, you're supposed to do this, supposed to do that. And at the end of the thing, we do it again. But in the meantime, we got another call. Let me get back to that subject in a minute. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hey, Joe. This is Beverly Cisco. How are you?
Beverly Cisco. You know, you're still alive. This is impressive.
Wow.
I have a couple of questions.
I've only known this lady for 104 years. Would you say, Beverly, that's fair?
Well, she was only, you know.
You were just a baby back then.
She was just a babe.
Yeah. But we
I
go.
I'm still working, Joe.
Are you really?
Yeah. I do advertising on placemats.
Well, hey, good for you. This keeps you out of trouble, yeah. I think, right?
Right. But what I want to ask, I have an annuity. I don't have much into it, but I have it on a fixed rate right now.
Right.
And do you think I should put it into bonds or something different?
Well, what's the fixed rate on the annuity? Do you know?
About 2%.
Isn't that exciting? What happens? Would you think 5 or 6% might be better?
I think so.
Okay. Well, that's pretty simple. I'll tell you what we'll do. I will give you a call after the show or tomorrow, and we'll set up a time. And I haven't visited you forever, and we'll get together and let's see if we can make life better for you.
Okay. I don't have that much in it, Joe.
Well, you know, listen.
I'm working.
Hey, look, I'm not used to a woman when it has a lot of money, you know, because, you know, the only ones that have a lot of money, oh, never mind, I forget that part. Anyway, okay, so you gave Pastor Tom your phone number?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I will have my office call you, and we'll set up a time, and I'll come for you. And it's really good to hear from you.
Same here.
Bye-bye.
Hey, bye.
Well, the phones are ringing off
this,
the hook.
This goes back, I can't tell you, it might be 20 years that I've known her and her husband. There's a story with everything. Magnificent people. Bernie. Now, you know some things, they stick in your head?
Yeah.
Names? I mean, I haven't talked to Beverly for a few years, and Bernie's been dead for a while now. But it was just, you know, we go back a long ways. Anyway, where I was going on with this story about dealing with somebody that is checkable and knowing if they're credible, when you see an ad in the newspaper that may not sound credible, like mm-hmm. I saw one today, guy says, 6% interest, every month I'm going to pay you, I've done billions of dollars, I've never had a problem, and I'm looking at it and I'm saying, I wonder where that came from, and there's no disclaimer on there, there's no company name, there's no nothing, and I'm thinking, I've seen more than one scam in my life, and I just kind of worry, and I'm not going to call the guy, and because he's going to, of course he's legitimate, and of course is that, but if you don't see the words FINRA, F-I-N-R-A, which is the Financial Industries Regulatory Agency, and you don't see SIPC, which is insurance coverage for fraud with securities, on the bottom, that means the odds are pretty good it did not go through any compliance, that this ad was made up by we don't know who, and whether he's licensed or not makes no difference. But it's a big concern to me if a person does have credentials. Anyway.
Hey, Joe, I had a caller called back, and they were talking to you about a charge-off a moment ago.
Right.
And they had a question. They want to know if the mortgage company can take that charge-off and put it on your property as a lien once the charge-off has been made.
Well, here's the deal. I don't know the answer to that because it depends on what they agreed to when it happened. The lender might have said, okay, fine, we'll let you not make any payments, but we're going to keep a lien on the house, and one of these days you'll sell it, and you're going to have to pay us.
Okay, and so that comes to the second part of the question. Can they come back and ask for it at a later time?
If, here's again, and I don't know the answer, but Vince and I here, can we can go, whatever was in writing, whatever she signed is the critical part.
Right.
And if she doesn't have a copy of what she signed or can't find it, or if it's 20 pages long and it's difficult to read, which most of these things are, see, a charge-off, banks, credit card companies, a lot of them charge things off. And they say, fine, we're not even going to attempt to collect it. Sometimes they'll sell those debts to a collection company for 10 cents on the dollar. Then the collection company will spend the next 5 years trying to collect it. Because even though they charged it off of their books, that doesn't mean it's not still on you. So
that's true. Or the other thing is they clear the decks, Joe, but they send you a 1099.
Yeah, another thing.
And that becomes taxable income to you.
Let's take this call and talk about that again in a minute.
Okay.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio. And if you can, turn your radio down while we're talking to you on the radio. Otherwise, you'll hear us twice.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This mortgage.
Yeah.
I'd like to know how I can check the lien I try to see if the house have a lien.
Okay.
How do I check this from the public record?
That's how you do it. You either go down to your county building, whatever county you live in, and say, I want to look up my piece of property. You give them your name and address, and they'll look it up, and they'll show you right there in front of you if there's any liens. You can do it online, too, but it takes a little bit more effort to figure it out online.
Caller, if you want to go online, the best place to do is go to the clerk of the court of the county where the property lies. So if your property's in Martin County, just go to the Martin County clerk of the court.
Online.
And then you put in either the property address or you put in the name of the owner, and then it'll seek it out.
It'll give you steps to walk through.
And then it'll list out for you if there's any liens on it,
yeah.
Any mortgage liens or other liens that might be on the property.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. You say go to... mortgage property.
Right? No.
Go do a Google search. Put down Martin County Clerk of the Courts.
You write that in, type it in, Martin County Clerk of the Court.
It'll bring up the website. Then go in there and do a property search.
And it'll give you
step by step on how to do that.
Now, if that doesn't work, they'll give you a phone number. Call them up, the clerk of the court, and you tell them what you told us, and they'll walk you through how to do it.
Okay, sounds good.
You're welcome.
Take care,
Cole. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, it's not difficult. And very often, if you call, look it up online, Martin County Clerk of the Court, and they're very helpful.
Oh yes,
they'll direct you.
I've done a lot of searches online, Joe. That's also very helpful for you. If you're computer savvy and you find your way around a computer, you should be able to get that information.
You got three
easily.
Ways to do this: online with a phone call, online without a phone call, or you walk in there
and ask them.
Either way, you'll end up at the same place given enough time, and they'll help you. Anyway, so what I was going into when we were talking about this is how you as a consumer can check people out.
Now, we're talking about the judgments or the liens on the property.
Well, now I'm off of that.
No, we're talking about 1099s. You want to get back to that.
Let's stay in there for a minute. So let's say somebody has this mortgage and the lender agrees to charge it off.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to forgive it. Could be a short sale or who knows what. Now came up your subject about a 1099.
It's possible if they're going to write it off,
right,
off their books, that they could issue you a 1099 for the difference, because it's a forgiveness of indebtedness, actually, is what it is.
So explain that. Let's say you got a $100,000 loan and you walk away from it and they allow you to walk away from it. But basically they're saying they gave you $100,000. And let's say they then sell the house for $50,000. Let's just use that as an example. They may come back to you and say, we're going to send you a 1099 that shows that you made $50,000.
Unless they maintain the lien and don't forgive the indebtedness. In other words, if they don't forgive it,
they leave it on a lien on the property.
They leave the lien on the property. Then that's got to be resolved, maybe, as you said, when you sell the property. They may want to come back at you for that deficiency, if you will.
So literally, it pays to check it out, and we just gave you the three ways to do it. Whatever county you're in, you can go online, Martin County, Clerk of the Court, St. Lucie County, Clerk of the Court, Palm Beach County, Broward County, pick a county, Clerk of the Court, just type that in. They will direct you to Property Point, property. And then they want your name and address for the property, and it'll come up because it's a public record. Anybody can check it out. And if you see nothing on there, hallelujah. If that doesn't work, you call on the phone to that clerk of the court, and they'll direct you. And if that doesn't work, then you walk in the door.
Walk in the door, yeah.
You got three ways to do it.
They'll see you.
But I guess where I was going back into checking out people from deceptive practices.
Right.
Which is ads in the newspaper, on the internet, on TV. Nobody that does any media, meaning the newspaper, just because it's in the newspaper, people used to think it's legitimate. The newspaper could care less. If you're paying for an ad, you run anything you want, as long as it's not obscene. Normally, they'll let you print anything you want.
Well, Joe, what if somebody is licensed, but you want to know if they've been under administrative sanctioning or whatever? Couldn't you not check with FINRA?
Yep. You can go very simple, and you type in FINRA, FINRA, broker check. FINRA broker check. And then it'll come up to a thing, and it'll ask you questions about who it is. All you have to do normally is just put in the name. Like if you put in Joe Martek, even though legally I am Harold Francis Martek Jr., Can you imagine calling a kid all that stuff? So my mother said, I don't like that. And I got Joe as a baby. So I'm known both ways with FINRA, legally, Harold Francis Martek Jr., or it's just Joe. You can just type in either name and it'll come up and say, hey, I was born on this day, and from that day on, here's what happened to me.
Yep.
But you can do that with anybody in the business. If the name does not come up, I mean, if nothing comes up on that person on FINRA broker check, that person is not licensed in securities.
Right.
So now, can they be licensed in insurance or in other things? They could be licensed for real estate. They can be licensed for anything. But I'm talking about, what I'm concerned about is people that are putting misleading advertising in newspaper, magazines, television.
Take it one step further, Joe. What does it mean? It means if they're not licensed, they may not be legit at all. So they take your money,
yeah,
and you never see it again.
Yeah. Big, and boy, that went over well. It's just
I wrote you a check.
Yeah.
Sent it in.
Oh, there's another thing.
Done.
And it happens all the time. You know, now there's people that are crooks that are licensed too, but literally, if a person has been licensed for, let's say, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, it's going to tell you all that. And it's going to tell you if they had complaints. It's going to tell you if they were satisfied. Everything is there. So it just lets you know who you're dealing with.
In the digital age, you can find out anything about anybody.
It really is.
And the licensed professionals, it's very easy.
Yeah. And it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. 1-888-221-8990, which leads me to another part of this subject, which I've had happen regularly. I will go see somebody, and they'll come out with a contract. Like Beverly Cisco just called and said they're paying her 2%. Okay, I've seen these different types of contracts that say we're going to do all kinds of stuff, and the rep said we're going to do all kinds of stuff, and they end up not getting all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I have very often gone into the home and I've looked at the contract and I know who it is and I know the company. Some of them say, hey, we're going to give you a 10% extra bonus up front the first day. And I normally start off with, okay, fine. When I leave, you're going to want to throw up because you're going to learn something that isn't going to make you happy. But I'm not going to tell you. What we are going to do is call the company directly, not the agent, not the salesman. And the people at the home office, they're going to tell you the straight skinny because they're on salary and they're not motivated to do anything but tell you the truth. Now, I know the questions to ask. A lot of people don't know the questions to ask.
Sure.
But the key is this. Let's say you haven't got one of these contracts, but you're concerned that you're not understanding it. Well, one of the things to do is look and see on a brochure that they left you if there's a company name with a phone number. If there's not, throw it away. Don't ever talk to them again. If there's a phone number on there, you call that company up yourself and say, hey, guy came to see me, and this is what he told me. Is this true? And it doesn't hurt to do some diligence.
Due diligence is called. You have to be careful. But give them that number, Joe, because
and you call
the
here,
phones are quiet.
What you call here, well, Pastor Tom's on the phone not taking calls.
No, I haven't heard the phone ring.
1-888-221-8990. Now, if you've got an existing contract and you have any questions about it or doubts, I can look them up real quick. I can help you with those things and make you understand what you've got. And I do this all the time. I don't charge for that. A lot of people are under misconceptions, and it's sad because they weren't told the whole truth.
Yeah, well, it all comes down to trust, Joe. And who can you trust?
Well, that's it. And let me tell you, there are people that have come and go.
Yeah, fly-by-nighters with Golos.
Yeah. I had a guy that I've known for years and years and years and years, never done business with me. Guy's got all kinds of money. For whatever reason, he's never done business, but he got lied to. And he told me. And I said, well, I can get you your money back. He says, yeah, you can't get my money back. I said, yeah, I can, because if you were lied to, any broker-dealer out there, if it's through a legitimate agent, that securities licensed, they have to have a broker dealer, and that broker dealer doesn't want to have any trouble, and he got his money back.
Oh, yeah. They'd rather do that.
They'd rather do that than have a complaint. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, Joe. My name is Peter, and I have a situation here I need a bit of counsel on. It's a condo that has a... it has a tax lien on it, and it's going up for a tax sale shortly.
Okay. It's your condo, right?
No, it's not mine. It's another condo.
But it's in your... You're not a part of owner of this, or it's...
No, I'm not.
But it's a relative or a friend or something?
Yeah, I know of it.
Okay.
It's in a place where I live.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'm interested in trying to purchase this. Yes, sir. It was deed association. They're not interested in doing anything about it. Okay. And I know there's still monies owed to the bank on the condo. Acquiring this condo. The tax lien sale is due to come up this month, later on this month.
What happens?
You need to look at the fair value of this property and look at what the liens are. You know, the tax liens, the mortgage liens, yeah. And see what they add up to.
What you need to get a hold of the county and give them the property description and tell them there's a tax lien on it and it's coming up for auction. How do you attend and how do you bid? Because normally what happens is this. Let's say that there's a mortgage on the property. Let's say the property is worth $100,000 and there's a $50,000 mortgage, plus there's another $5,000 or $7,000 in taxes. The bank will come up and bid to cover to protect their mortgage, and they'll probably end up paying the taxes, and then they'll end up selling it at some point for enough money to cover their loan and the taxes they had to pay. But you can negotiate with them on or before. Now, you may not have time, but the bottom line is what I would do is look up and find out who those two categories are. The lien is the taxes, and the mortgage would be whatever bank it is, and they will communicate with you and give you the steps that you would have to take to buy it.
No, I see. But would the county tell me the steps I need to go through?
Well, let me give you this. You got two things. The county would tell you what they have to do for the tax lien, but if there is also a mortgage on the property, then you'd have to go to the mortgage company and find out what their steps are.
Yeah, but usually the mortgage company won't talk to you at all if you're not on the loan.
Well, let me just tell you, when it comes into a foreclosure or a deed back or somebody abandoned it and they've gone through foreclosure, you need to find out what the status is. If it's been foreclosed, then they own it. They don't care who's on the loan anymore because they own it.
Okay. I don't think it's been foreclosed. Okay. I don't think it's been foreclosed.
Okay, then you're going to have a harder problem. If there's going to be a sale, a tax sale, maybe somebody,
yes.
they will buy the tax lien portion of it. And that's all you do is you own that tax lien portion of it.
Just an investment in that lien.
And whenever the property sells,
you get interest on the original tax lien.
That's it. So you got a double-edged sword here.
If I were to buy the tax lien, pay the tax, which is paying the tax on it.
Right.
What position would that put me in?
You'd have a lien now.
I'd have a lien on the property.
That's correct. Okay. You become a creditor there with a lien on the property.
You still have to go back through the bank to get the whole thing figured out. And I think if you can get to the right person, let me tell you, I understand working with the bank is not always that easy. But the bank basically wants to get rid of the property and get it off their books. And if you can get to the right person, somebody might give you some direction.
Right. It's just so difficult because we tried doing that and it's like they're not responding.
They're not easy. Is it a local bank or do you know?
It's a local bank.
What happens is...
They have their offices maybe somewhere out of state, but there's a local branch.
I would go into the local branch with that property description, and they can call somebody up that knows, and they might be able to give you some direction. The other side of the coin is that becomes a bigger problem. Very often, these loans were sold to what's called Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or to an outside agency, and all that bank is doing is servicing it, meaning collecting the payments and collecting a fee. So what you're looking to do is not that easy. But if you've got the time, that's my first step. I'd go into the local branch and with the property description and see what if they can direct you.
Okay. All right.
Good luck.
Thank you for your time.
Uh-huh, good luck.
Thank you.
Well, did I disconnect one or did I get another one? We'll try another one. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Good afternoon. I have a question.
Sure.
Okay. It's regarding my insurance. I recently got a mortgage 9 months ago. I live in my home. And 3 months ago, I went around shopping around for insurance, cheaper insurance. And I did get a few companies, but I got then I decided to call the company that I had. And, you know, and they went and looked and they find out that they didn't apply the mitigation report, so the insurance went way down. Then they submit that to the mortgage, and I'm waiting to see if the mortgage will go down, but then, you know, it doesn't go down, and I call them up, and they said that, you know, they have to do some sort of, they have to wait until it's a year, until they analyze the loan
and find out if my mortgage is going to go down.
So I wanted to make sure that this was correct and not that, they, you know, they're not trying to give me, because I do get some type of refund, because it was a lot.
Yeah. Vince and I are both saying, yes, what you just said is exactly what they do. They probably won't adjust it until after a year goes by.
Yep. They usually do that once a year, caller, usually at the end of the year. They'll analyze, they'll do an escrow analysis, and they'll then figure out what you need there and compare it to what you actually have, and either you get a refund coming or you owe money one way or the other. In your case, you'd probably get the refund because it's a lower requirement because you have lower
insurance. They may lower your payment every month if you don't get a check back.
Right.
And basically, they want enough money in escrow to pay the taxes for a whole year or year and a half. So if it's overpaid because of
insurance, same thing.
Then they'll adjust it. But like you said, they don't do it quickly.
No, they don't like to do it in between. They do it once a year.
You do this. You remember to call them. You know what year you got your mortgage on and what month. What you want to do is on the anniversary, you call them up and say, hey, by the way, we had the mitigation, the insurance is lowered, you now need to lower my payment. And the odds are good they will, but I think you have to instigate it. Very often they will not give you a lower payment until you push them a little bit.
I see. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for confirming that.
Good luck.
Take care. Thank you, caller.
Yeah, this happens quite often.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened to me personally. I remember the insurance
went down.
But
didn't she do the right thing? She went back to her insurance company, and they didn't apply the wind mitigation, which is terrible.
That is terrible that they didn't do that.
And now they resubmitted it and then lowered her insurance payment.
And she wouldn't have known about that until she went searching around for new insurance.
No kidding. Yeah, and isn't that sad?
That's sad.
But that is not abnormal. It's just a very sad thing. So you got to stay on top of things yourself. You just can't blindly pay, you know, and not take a thing, look at things.
I'm sure Dan's office would have alerted her if that was the case.
Dan's office works a whole lot better than most people when it comes to that stuff, you know. So Tom's writing down another note here. You know,
it's definitely not about the dead monkey.
Well, no, I'll just tell you, we had a caller that was transferred in here, and somehow it skipped by it, and we picked up the next caller, and so somebody out there called and had a question for you. They were transferred in, but they didn't get on the air. So maybe they'll call back.
Maybe they'll call back. We'll
and
take
what's
their
that
call
phone
now.
Number again?
You don't know the phone number?
No, I don't know the phone
You've
number.
You've only worked here 25 years, and you don't know the phone number yet? 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Yeah, that's some good questions today.
Yes, very good questions, Joe. And this one here is a very practical question.
Yeah.
A lot of people have the same situation.
Yeah, it's a situation. It never hurts to do shopping. I shop, even though I know Dan, I love Dan in his office, and even though he's got 40-some companies that are automobile insurance, every year I get my quote from Dan, and every year I check it out. I can't beat him. But if I could save $100 or $200 a year, let me tell you, I'm gonna. But
it's highly unlikely Dan wouldn't have that.
No kidding. So far, so good. They did give me a lecture.
They did?
Yeah. See, Joe, please, 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 don't get any more tickets and accidents.
Oh.
It's called, you know, hey, Joe, we love you, but you know, you need to be a little more careful about these things. I went years and years and years without it, and all of a sudden, bam.
What do you think, you're exempt?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Forget it.
I guess not.
Yeah, as you age, you get exempt from these things.
Is that what happens?
Yeah. That's what you think, anyway. That's what it doesn't happen that way.
You know, if you remember where you live and your name, you know. 888-221-8990. I don't know how much time we got left, but
well, you've got about maybe 7 minutes, 8 minutes. So my calculation,
4:50. It gives us 10 minutes. Is that good?
No, because it's usually a couple of minutes before the hour that we have to get off.
But there's no news anymore.
Why not? Where's the news?
I don't think they do the news anymore.
Nah. Pastor, is that true?
No more news.
No more news? He's right. See? You're right, Joe.
Can you believe it? Wow. You're the first person in a couple of years that told me I was right.
And I'm probably wrong.
Okay, click. This is Clack. Here we go. Anyway. 1-888-221-8990. We got Vince Rizzino, CPA, Joe Martek, financial advisor, and I'm talking about a securities principal, which means a license 24, license 7. Joe Martek, hey, I went through all of these courses and all of these things to, you know, this
You're
is
still licensed. It's amazing.
And I go through continuing education courses. In fact, Dan, by the way, today, here's something that came up. Uber. Okay. Now, Dan is going to a course today because let's say you're an Uber driver. Now, I guess Uber doesn't collect cash or anything from anybody that they pick up. The money goes straight to Uber, and then Uber somehow or other compensates the driver.
Right.
Okay. Insurance. Now, if you're a commercial driver, you have to have your vehicle insured commercially.
Right.
Well, do you think all these Uber drivers have commercial insurance?
I doubt it.
That's my thing. What happens if they have a claim?
Meaning well, if an the insurance carrier finds out they're running a commercial business with a vehicle, deny the claim.
The odds are good. They might deny that claim.
Yeah.
So Dan is saying this is an area because they're not collecting money. They're picking up people. They're getting paid by Uber. But it's kind of like a walk around the totem pole here, find a way to get around it. But literally, if I was an insurance company and somebody had a big accident, I'd be looking at a way not to pay, and that's a pretty clear one if you're not insured for commercial driving.
There were other issues with them, too. They were trying to determine whether they're independent contractors, Joe, or are they really employees of Uber? Has been in the courts.
Yeah, yeah, and there always is going to be that. But anyway, so it was Dan's going to next week on the radio show, we're going to talk about that after he goes through this course to find out what it is. So if you are an Uber or Uber driver, you know, I guess it's Uber, not Uber.
Uber, no Ubers.
I like Uber better. When I was a kid, we had Uber drugs in the neighborhood. Did? U-B-E-R, believe it or not, but it was pronounced Uber. Anyway.
We had Yoo-Hoo.
They had the fountain, you know, the old-fashioned fountain?
Yeah, Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I remember the old-fashioned fountain. We used to make it what they called egg creams, Joe.
Yeah,
do you remember egg creams?
Yeah.
Lord, there were no eggs in an egg cream.
No, I know, but they were so good. They you know, were you could make these fountain drinks with ice cream and sodas, and it was just great. You know,
they were. Yeah. It was just soda and syrup and milk.
Whatever.
Put it in there.
It was neat.
It's delicious.
1-888.
Show my age now.
Both of us.
Egg creams. Wow.
Egg creams. Oh, boy. 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. It was almost like a devastating thing when they closed that fountain and no longer made those things.
Right.
That was really quite a... It just seemed like every little town or every neighborhood had a local...
We had a local ice cream parlor. We used to go in there.
Yeah.
And that's how you got your egg creams.
Yeah, it was
or
great.
Your ice cream, whatever.
Whatever. 888-221-8990. By the way, that phone call is toll-free from any place. And I know we go a long ways because I know we go all the way to Bahamas. So if you're listening to us in the Bahamas, you dial 1-888-221-8990. And if you pay my way over, I'll come over.
You'll do a free seminar.
I'll do a free seminar.
They got to pay for the transportation.
There you go.
All right.
1-888-221-8990. So where I was leading to earlier about watching out who you're doing business with, if you can do due diligence after you meet a person on your own, and anybody that ever has a problem with that, you call the radio station here and they'll direct me to you and I will help you make those phone calls. And I've done conference calls and called up companies directly for people without having to physically sit down because I know the questions to ask.
And by the way, Joe, you know, you concentrate on the securities professionals, but the same thing is true for any licensed professional. CPAs, the lawyers, architects, you
all
name
of them,
it.
They're all checkable.
They're all checkable.
However, when you have the FINRA, the regulatory agencies, and the SEC, they make it extremely easy now to check somebody out.
Well, so does the AICPA for accountants and your state societies.
Where the difference comes up is, let's say I'm licensed to do insurance products, but I'm not licensed to do investments. Well, sometimes these insurance
products,
two
separate licenses. Yeah,
they're kind of, people sometimes kind of bend the thing around and say it's kind of an investment, but it's I don't need that.
And they're so complicated. Yeah. So, I mean, even these annuities, they're not all that simple.
And that becomes the biggest problem. Yeah, you just hit it.
People don't understand what they're getting into until after they're in it.
And then after they've given 10 or 30 days to get out and then try to get out, I mean, tell you what.
No, there's those deferred sales charges and all kinds of good stuff.
There's tons of stuff. But it's also, how do you get paid? I've heard all kinds of horror stories. And when you read the contract, it says, well, like Beverly Sisco called up. She says they're paying 2%. Some of them have a cap. Say, hey, we'll let you share in the S&P 500, and the S&P goes up 15 or 20%. And how much do you get? You get 2, because that's the cap.
Right, exactly.
They never told you about the cap.
No cap.
So you got, there's some questions you have to learn to ask. And in fact, I had a person that came from this show, and they had known Pastor Tom way back 20-some years ago. And
Despite that, they still called.
Yeah. And then even after I went to see him, he said he was a Teamster and he was going to get a hold of the Teamster's lawyers. And I don't think anything happened because those insurance companies don't care. Once it's past that period of time, a year or two, it was way back in, they were lied to. But bottom line was they had that period of time to cancel and check it out, and they didn't do it, which is kind of sad. But that's just the way it worked.
Definitely.
Anyway, we're almost out of time.
Well, we got a minute left on the clock.
And Pastor Tom, he's holding his one-minute card up, but he's not flashing it at us. So.
And in the 10th round, Martex Alex.
One and a half minutes. Uh-huh. Where's the 30? Well, no, you got to flash the 30 and the one at us, and then we know we got 1.5. That's it, right?
There we go.
1-888-221-8990. You call Pastor Tom anytime during the week. He'll take your name and phone number and have us give you a call back. Now, when you call him, and you make sure you tell him to write it down, because he's getting kind of old. And wait a minute. I think you've already arrived.
Well, he's got a gray beard there.
He's got gray all over him. You know, I can't call you Silverback, right?
No.
And we're not going to talk about the monkey anymore, because he's dead now. So
monkey's dead. You got 30 seconds.
You got 30 seconds. 1-888-221-8990. Words of wisdom to part with?
I don't have a lot of words of wisdom other than keep listening, and you'll get a lot of information and an education.
And we appreciate everybody that calls today, and glad we can help, and that's what we're here for. All right. We're going to leave you because Pastor Tom just waved 15 seconds. Now he's holding up fingers. We've got 10 fingers up. Can you go? Oh, 9, 8. No. Hey, until next week, thank you so much.
And thank you, and God bless.
You've been listening to the Team MarTech program. The Team MarTech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF MarTech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC, and Michael Paulus with East Coast Mortgage Lenders, NMLS number 353429. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team MarTech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team MarTech is available at 772-678-7725.